Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I am Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, as this week we cover Robot Wars, The Sixth Wars, Heat J. And wow, this is an amazing heat.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't expect to be saying when I saw the lineup.
Yeah. I mean, right, well, we'll get into it first and then we'll talk about it. So, from Kent, Dominator 2.
So, this is the Axe Robot. The second week in a row we've got a great Axe Robot. This time, I believe this is the first time we have the... No, this isn't. So this is the second time they've got the wheel covers. The main difference is this time they've scaled back on a lot of the kind of artwork of it.
Yeah, it's just a boring grey...
Well, gold, but yeah.
I see, again, just like last week, it kind of looks
gold doesn't
gray.
Show up well in the arena.
No. But also, is this a new team? I feel like there's the one dude that I really recognize from Dominator, and he is not here. Like the kind of shortish bald guy.
There is, I mean, I know who you mean. There are people not here.
Yeah,
absolutely, and they are billed from Deal in Kent as opposed to Huntington.
Yeah.
So, yes, it could be...
Yeah, because they're just announced as from Kent. And I know that they used to be from Huntington because, like, that's where Tornado is from.
Which Huntington is not Kent.
Yeah. So that's why I'm thinking maybe, like, the reins of Dominator were given to another robot.
Not necessarily another robot, but it's...
Another... team, sorry.
I mean, it has moved 140 miles.
Yeah.
So, that said, the Axe is still pretty devastating.
Oh yeah, there's no way that, just because, if what I'm saying is true or not, like, that the team is different, it doesn't change the robot and its power. But, you know, like, we're big on him here. This robot, like, really opened my eyes in this episode, and that is from Oxfordshire, Hydra.
Yep, so, Hydra.
Oh, Hydra.
We do not endorse Nazis, not even fictional Nazis, even if they do have an incredible perfection of the Mortis formula. Because this is very much, and this isn't the only version of it in this episode, this is a very, that idea of the flipper slash axe slash high speed combination.
Yeah, it's like what I was about to say, there's somebody else in this episode that hasn't perfected that.
Yes.
From Suffolk, Accident 2.
Oh boy. This is the weakest robot in the episode.
And from Leicestershire, Something.
Oh dear. This robot was kind of out of time when it was built, that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. But, like, that was also their, kind of their gimmick, though, wasn't it? Was, yeah, this thing is, it's like a scrapyard model that they tried to make a fighting robot. And it's always something has always resonated with me. And getting to see, you know, what's left of it at RoboNerd was a real, like, fucking moment for me.
Yep. Also, Dig's really cool.
Yeah. Wish we could have got a bit of a better chat with him, but yeah. he was a bit busy, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
But, like, I mean, I don't know if he has social media, because he kind of seems like one of those people that might not, but if he does, then definitely we need to try and get him on the show at some point.
Absolutely.
And that's your four.
Yep. And, this is a decent fight, which makes it the worst fight in the episode.
Yes.
Also, one other thing. The accident team, so the driver is in a wheelchair.
Yep.
So, I don't know if this is... So, it's like this weird booth in the corner, and I don't know if this is specifically a booth for disabled competitors, or if this is a booth that normally... House is a house robot.
Yeah, because I was trying to look for it there myself.
It's if you're as facing from the hard cam, like towards the Craig Charles.
Yeah, it's like
on
lower.
The bottom left of that area. So if Craig Charles's pit is at the top center, like facing, so that Craig Charles, when he's facing out. Onto the arena, it's on the bottom left is his spot.
Right. Yeah, because I don't know,
because I think there's two other booths which might be the house robot booths.
Yeah, because like
underneath the Craig Charles area.
Yeah, because those two under it have like black tinted like windows.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like because I'm getting a wee look at it now because obviously like Team Hydra are in a booth on their own, and then you've got the other two roboteer teams and the other one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right. This is the first time I've properly looked at the stage in such a way because obviously this dynamic is obviously slightly different than usual.
Yeah, absolutely.
Accident has an accident very quickly as Hydra comes in, flips accident, and it does, as they say in the robot community, it does the thing.
Yeah.
Because it instantly flips up onto its weapon and it's just stuck.
Meanwhile, we see one thing, which is Dominator 2 gets flipped over a couple times and is able to very quickly get back onto its wheels.
Which,
if anything, self-rights better than when it used its own wheels.
Yeah, because like we've brought that up before, that covering the wheels was a bit of a detriment to it at some points, like back in the past. So it's actually seemed to have somehow fixed it.
Yeah, it actually self-rights faster. That could just be because the axe is that power. I think we're at the stage, unfortunately, because I think Dominator 2 doesn't take part in Series 7 either.
Not that I can remember.
But I'm sure it was Dominator 2 was the one that kept getting stuck on the floor. With its axe.
Yeah, I seem to remember that. I feel like that may have been last season.
Yeah.
Something is just kind of there, and at one point it looks like it's stuck on the floor. It kind of badgers around for a bit. Accident gets counted out quite quickly, but then it gets brought, like, resurrected after it's counted out.
Yeah.
And then Dominator just starts going ham on it, and it's like, oh, come on, it's already dead. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Meanwhile, something is not in a good way.
No.
Something is... One of the wheels isn't moving, and the other one is moving in a way that's quite disconcerting.
Yeah, it's like...
dislocated.
It's like the middle's bent.
It's like it's moving about on the axle as it turns.
Mm-hmm. Accident gets flipped by the floor flipper, and its weapon flies off.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Hydra hits the pit button as something gets counted out, and... I put this kind of note here, like, I can't help but feel as if Dominator got a little lucky. Like, he just didn't seem to do too much during this fight. And obviously he got flipped a few times. He probably still would have maybe got the judge's decision, even if something was still running at the end.
Yeah, something,
but,
yeah.
Like, Dominator just didn't look Dominator here.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know if it's just maybe because, like, you know, because it was a four-way, that's not really Dominator's strong suit, like, having multiple robots all at once. But, like, considering, like, the only thing that I had any note of Dominator was it attacking an already eliminated robot, didn't really, like...
Yeah, it's not...
Didn't really make it look good.
No. I agree. Anyway, as I said, that's the weakest fight of this episode.
Yeah.
And that was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was good fun. It certainly wasn't the hidden gem I referred to last week.
No.
Because that comes up and now. From Kent, Smidzy.
Is Smidzy the greatest robot never to win a heat?
There would definitely be an argument for it. I mean, until like the reboot, my argument would be Behemoth. Oh well,
no Behemoth won a heat.
Behemoth won season two. A heat in season two. I beg your pardon. Okay, then yes, probably Smidzy or Eric.
I would have said Ela, Smidzy, or Deator.
Yeah. Yeah, Deator's a good show as well, actually.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, that one time where Eric came so close, and I remember us, like, kind of arguing that Eric should have maybe won that fight. Like,
yeah.
That's why, like, he's kind of sticking out. It's not even to go with the meme. But anyway. Yeah, Smidzy, I think, is a really good shout for one of the best to never win a heat. Because it always performs incredibly well.
Yep.
And hell, even that time it took on Panic at Chaos 2 last year. Oh, man, it had a chance there.
Oh, it's... absolutely.
But Smithy's opponents in this match, from St. Angus, St. Agro.
Right, so this robot, it's weird. I keep on thinking that they debuted in Series 7.
Mm.
And it's like, no, they're in this series. So this is, it's an unusual design. So it's got exposed wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got...
It's like shaped like Willy Big Cheese.
It's smaller. But its main weapon is basically a pair of flippers that fire one on the bottom, one on the top, meaning that it gets more lift. But it does mean that basically it opens itself up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very unique design, and it's obviously built to work no matter what side up.
Yeah.
And, like, no, absolute props for, like, you know, a bit of innovation.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it does work. But, like, yeah. Also it's that kind of thing, though, of, like, The one thing with that, though, is the fact that you're firing two flippers at once. You're kind of sharing the CO2, so, like, flips won't be as powerful as it would be if it was just one.
Yeah.
But, obviously, the extra height that you're going to get from the flippers going, like, out from each other, like, that kind of compensates for it, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, there are two more robots in this match.
From the Isle of Wight, come and get Rix.
Mom, I want Mortis. We have Mortis at home. Mortis at home.
And it's never changed from that stigma. Especially because Come and Get Rix is also on tracks. That's why it is so much more Mortis at home than, say, Hydra is.
The other problem is, I think the axe that Mortis had in Series 1 of Robot Wars is more effective than the one that Come and Get Rix has.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the other reason I don't like Come and Get Rix is Come and Get Rix is very hard to write in your notes.
I know. So even try to shorten it, I call it Getrix, and I think sometimes I just call it Cum.
We don't need to hear you talk about your cum, Grizz.
Gew. And from East Yorkshire, Warhog.
This is the greatest robot never to win a match.
That's what I was about to say, you fuck. Like, I literally delayed for a second, and then as you said it, I opened my mouth and I was about to go, ah, and then you fucking stormed in front of me. I'm glad we're in an agreement. I'm just angry that you took my fucking bit.
So, this robot, it's a full body spinner with the awesome kind of animated pig on the top.
Yeah, with a wee hat.
The robot itself is incredibly unreliable.
I know. See if they could just get the reliability, like, sorted. I mean, at least it works this time. Didn't last season it came in and done absolutely nothing?
I seem to think isn't this the robot that got bodied by Napalm?
I mean,
yeah,
Napalm
it got beaten by Napalm. Right, here are the list of robots that defeated it. Napalm 2, aka Napalm Black. Dreadnought XP1 in the Fourth Wars. So that was...
But Dreadnought's a fucking legend. Well,
but that was Dreadnought when it was as far out of date as it ever was going to be.
Yeah, I miss Dreadnought.
And the Dark Destroyer, when its weapon was basically...
Folded shut.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got two legends of the sport. I mean, varying degrees of goodness of robot, to use the technical term.
Yeah.
But then you've got Dark Destroyer. One of these is not like the others.
Also, Warhog, I seem to remember in a previous battle, it ripped a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. And did the match get stopped?
No.
Hmm.
No, it did not. That's what happens in this battle, too.
Health and safety.
It's classic Robot Wars, not modern Robot Wars. So Aggro immediately clicks, right, we have a full body spinner and I have exposed wheels.
Oh yeah.
And a
pretty good full body spinner when it wants to be, so yeah.
So
definitely
it immediately goes for the box rush.
Mm-hmm.
And gets it, to be fair.
Yeah. And I think from then Warhog dies, but the weapon is still going.
Yeah.
So it essentially becomes an extra arena weapon. Because someone gets pushed into, I think it was Smidzy pushing Getrix into into it. That's when...
No, it's
the other way
about. Gettrix uses Smidzy as a barrier.
Yeah, there we go.
And you see Smidzy kind of gets hit as well, and Smidzy's like, ow, ow, ow.
But that's when Warhog bounces off Smidzy and shatters the wall.
Yeah.
And then it goes flying across the arena as well. It just flies off screen.
So, St. Aggro then triggers the pit. Smidzy then does this brilliant moment where it piggybacks onto Warhog.
Yeah, like, Shunt just kind of dumps Warhog on top of Smidzy.
And it's like, Smidzy goes, don't mind if I do!
I'll take it. Yeah, it opens up his jaws and everything to kind of keep it balanced. In fact, you know what? Warhog is actually still moving. It's just moving so slowly that I thought it was dead.
Yeah.
And then just, like, completely out of nowhere, Come and Getrix just starts hoofing it around the arena in reverse.
Yeah, it looks like it's the way stuck. It's moving, it looks like it's maybe stuck in reverse, or it's not fully in control.
And then to counteract that, it uses its own axe to stop it against the wall.
Yeah.
Because when it comes off of the wall, it practically drives around the circumference of the pit. Like, half of the robot is in the pit.
This is horrifying. This is horrifying, because all four robots at one point dance on the edge of the pit.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's one of those kind of heartbreaking things where it's like, oh man, if Come and Getrix went down the pit, and then St. Aggro, which seconds later gets pushed down the pit by Smidzy, if the two of them ended up in the pit, the Warhog would have went through.
Uh-huh. And ended up fighting Hydra, which would have been interesting.
Yes. Both of them kind of the same color scheme as well.
So, yeah. It's Come and Getrix and Smidzy that make it out of this match. It is a crazy fight. One thing I did notice, I don't know that Warhog could actually have been declared as falling in the pit.
Yeah.
Because the way that Aggro lands, it's impossible for anyone else to fit in the pit. Though I will note that what we are saying is that if the wheels are in the area of the pit and it's not able to move, that it is deemed to be in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing to note. Much like the wall being damaged.
Yes. That is something interesting to note. Very good notes there. I will note that for later.
I wonder if that's something that's relevant.
I mean, like, they do kind of shove it farther into the pit to the point where it probably was definitely deemed in the pit. Like, it's not like it was going to be able to pull off of there.
Yeah.
I guess. And then Team Warhog, I guess, get to keep the bit of arena that they broke, because they show it to Philippa afterwards. But yeah, as I said, this was a hidden gem of a match. This match was absolute chaos all the way through. And it just, I just feel kind of bad for, more specifically, Warhog. But also, like, I was genuinely quite shocked when St. Aggro got pitted, because I was like, Doesn't St. Aggro do pretty well? And it's like, I guess it's next season it does pretty well.
Yeah, it's next season. It's one of the ones that kind of, it advances at a time when there wasn't a lot of the robots above it also disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, yeah, it kind of ends up that kind of perfect combination of circumstances.
Yeah. But yeah, as I said, like, this is the best that Warhog has ever looked, and you know what? Even, like, again, watching this kind of match back on silent, as I always do, realizing that it actually was still moving at the end of this fight, it's like, it may not be moving smoothly, but it was moving.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe just with a little bit more work, you can get that reliability sorted, and that could have potentially been a game changer.
Yep.
I was about to try and vape my Amazon Fire Stick. So that's fun.
I have heard someone call a vape a spicy USB.
I mean, you literally plug it in like a USB, so... I mean, where's the lie, folks?
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. So, yeah, this is one of these weird fights. I've got to be honest, this is not... I'm kind of surprised that this is one of the semifinals.
Yeah. It's definitely... You know, the two big robots of the episode, like, kind of what I said last week of, you would have thought that they would have tried to keep these two apart and maybe have this be the final. But, no, they're against each other here.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good match.
Oh, it's a fantastic match. It's one of these matches, it's a really close fight because... at any point, one or the other could have ended up dominating.
Huh. Also, for like the first time ever, Smedzi uses his back disc.
And it's really effective.
Yeah, it causes like a lot of sparks, and I was like, sometimes I just forgot it was there because it was never used. And so when I started seeing the sparks, like, oh man, like they're actually using the disc.
So, at first, it is absolutely Smidzy in charge. It's getting underneath. It's avoiding the axe.
Yeah.
At one point, there is this awesome moment where Dominator 2 uses the floor spinner and basically hits the floor spinner in such a way it gets like a supercharged push.
It's like a Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, and that's awesome when that happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the first half of this fight is 100% Smidzy.
Uh-huh.
And then it just turns.
It just kind of, yeah, it just turns on a dime. And what's happening is Dominator 2's hit near the wheels a couple of times. And every time it's hit, it's kind of hit... It's not really hit something consequential. It's hit like, the gap between the wheel and the frame. And a couple of times it has hit the... And you notice it's hitting tires, and the tires don't look great.
Yeah. There's good shot later on in the fight where you get another tire shot, and you just see the thing looks deflated.
However, the thing that really turns the fight is Dominator 2 manages to work Smidzy into the CPZ. Ooh. And you just see from the bottom of the screen, charging in, balls out, with its jaws open, is Master Growler.
Mm.
And he hits Dominator 2 so hard that Dominator 2 rams into Smidzy. The two of them are obviously not silly, and Smidzy comes out much the worse.
Oh yeah. For the rest of this fight, there's little Tweety birds flying around Smidzy's head, and it, like, this must have been a nightmare of a decision for the judges.
I wouldn't say so, because then from this point onwards, Dominator 2 is all over them, and then Dominator 2 manages to trap Smidzy on the fire. And by the end, Dominator 2 looks so much stronger because Smidzy is burning.
I know, but what I mean by that was the fact that Smizzy was doing so well at the beginning. Like, Dominator, like, had a lot of work to do. And, like, after that kind of Growler hit, there wasn't much fight left. I mean, obviously, Dominator was coming back at that point. But I feel like I can't help but feel as if... See if it went to Smizzy, I would probably be like...
Yeah.
I can see that. But, like, that must have been a close call.
Yeah.
But, like, this was, again, another, like, great match.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Considering, like, you know, Dominator 2 has never been one of my favorite robots ever. Like, I feel like I'm kind of starting to get a bit new appreciation for the bot through this this most recent kind of watch through that we've done.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Hydra versus Common Getrix.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed at this point the pits are looking very empty. This is either right at the start of filming or right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, it's... You kind of notice that, like, the pits only tend to have the robots that are in this episode cutting about these days at some points. So, like, I mean, in the background of, like, I think it was the last four-way, you kind of seen ICU cutting about in the background.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they were ready to go in. So, yeah, I think, like, you might be right. This is either at the start or at the end because there's nobody else there.
Yeah.
So this is another fun little battle. And it really goes to show that, like, Hydra might honestly be one of the more underrated robots that's going at this time.
Yeah, it's one of those robots where I remember going, oh yeah, this is a robot that, again, a lot of robots that's hugely successful without being properly successful.
Yeah. And it's that age-old thing that we say of, if this was in any other heat, I think it would have won.
Mm-hmm. And the one problem is Common Getrix, it's that same problem that... The other thing it reminds me of, actually, is the Chaos 2 versus Danton Kia fight or the Tornado versus Anarchy fight of there is one robot that is clearly quicker than the other and more vicious than the other, and the other robot just looks kind of tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this moment where Hydra traps Common Getrix up on the wall, and Common Getrix is trying so desperately to get down, and then as it comes down, you just see part of the flipper come off.
Yep. And it was just like, it was at that perfect angle. It's like, Hydra, you could Uta here.
And they,
go for it.
The weird thing is, they could have, and they seem to choose not to. And they even admit that later.
Yeah. Like, you had the shot here, man. Like, and you didn't take it. But I don't know if it's just they were kind of confident that at this point they were maybe ahead.
Yeah.
But even then, like, you'd never take that risk in Robot Wars. Like, ideally, you want to get in and out of the arena every opportunity that you can get as quickly as possible. So, yeah, the flipper end flies off, and so Common Getrix only has this axe, and it embeds the axe right in the crack of Hydra, and so the two of them are just locked in this eternal struggle.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's at the end, it's like, it's brutal.
Like, Hydra's proven throughout the entire fight, it can easily push Common Getrix around. So I think it was maybe like that last ditch effort of, we'll just hold on to Hydra to prevent potentially getting pushed in the pit.
Pretty much, yeah. Though there is that kind of sense of also, it's like, the one shot I've got
Yeah.
is to pit them.
Yeah. But it just like the, both of them were just kind of at a standstill at that point. So I don't think Kamigeric had the power. I mean, I'll give Kamigeric some credit. Like, that's another robot that's always plagued with reliability issues. It managed to get through this fight. Like, you know, like, it managed to get through this fight, I guess, is kind of the end of the sentence there. But it was still moving. And considering the amount of times that Kamigeric just conks out in its past, it seems to have, like, at least been upgraded enough on the inside that that reliability issue isn't as much of a problem. So, yeah, credit where it's due.
Yep, absolutely.
Now they just need to fix the flipper. So, judge's decision, Hydra wins, and we get Hydra versus Dominator 2. And I went into this fight pretty interested because, as we say all the time, like we've seen these seasons sometimes a whole bunch of times, but doesn't mean you remember the outcome of every fight ever.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of going in with this thing. Did I just misremember and maybe Hydra snuck one out here?
And also the other thing, Dominator 2 is coming into this fight bad.
Yeah.
Apparently they reveal, oh no, no, the back of this robot, or so not the back, the floor had completely split.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've kind of seen that before as well. Remember when Pussycat like completely tore the shell off of the bottom of the robot?
Yeah.
Oy. So, just another like little thing of Hydra kind of going in with a little bit of, they've got a show here. And you know what? Hydra are on top. As when the match starts, they flip Dominator once, twice. Like, the first time they flip them right against the rail. And just, as again, to go back to what we discussed earlier, of Dominator now being so much better at self-righting, it's almost like it does a push-up now.
Yeah.
When the axe fires. And it manages to just, like, kind of, because it's the way that it doesn't, like, kind of swing around. It just goes, whoop, like, vertically, and then back on its feet, like, or its wheels. Hydra gets another good second flip. And it's just at this point, blam, Dominator finally gets a good axe blow in. And it just keeps hold of Hydra.
Yeah.
And then it's just almost as if from then on, Hydra just starts to tire.
Yeah, it's... There's just this moment where you see, like, Hydra's been fighting so well, and it's been such a close match, and then just it's limping, and it's limping worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And as it's getting worse, Dominator 2 is just hammering and smashing, and it's almost kind of sad in a way, because again, it's that sort of, it's that defiance of, no, I can keep going, I can keep going. You can always like feel some people are going, just sit down, son. You did well.
Yeah, you did well, but it's not your time.
Just please lay down.
Because even like later on, it's trying to flip. And even though it's not getting Dominator, like, you just see the flips, and even the flips look so much weaker than yeah. they did at the start of the fight.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's obviously trying. It sees that the pit's there, the pit's open. They've still got a chance here,
uh-huh.
but there's just barely anything left.
Yeah.
It goes to the judges. And naturally, Dominator takes it. But Yeah, like the fact that you says it's really sad, you feel bad for Hydra. I literally wrote that in my notes. It just says it's sad because they were doing really well.
But yeah, Dominator 2. What I like about Dominator 2 is every single one of their fights. It's not a slam dunk. It's real back and forth stuff.
Yeah, like Dominator, conspicuous by its name, never really dominates a fight ever.
I mean, there are some times where just as time passes on, it almost seems to be its strength seems to, in this version, seems to be more its durability.
Yeah. Like, the axe, while it does damage, I mean, like, I was getting very Leebop, Pepper Pot, you could pour pepper out of that Hydra machine by the end of the fight. But it's definitely getting the insides, which is like, is what's counting. So it's like, it's all well and good. Like, oh yeah, there's holes in Hydra and blah, 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 blah. But it's getting the internals, which is like really what is the main thing that's like screwing up Hydra. And it's just, I felt like Dominator just didn't have that power before to, like, really get into the insides of robots, and it's starting to show now that whatever they've done it well.
Yeah.
So Dominator advances.
And yeah, it's an impressive robot.
Yeah.
It's always been... I think it's one of those ones... It's weird. It kind of gets forgotten a bit in the great Xbox conversations. I think Terahertz kind of steals its thunder a bit.
Yeah, but I think, like, also, like, kind of go back what I was saying of, like, it just... Sometimes it just never felt like it was as good.
Yeah.
And then maybe now, like, finally it's got to this point, you kind of... fob it off as, ugh, it's just that robot.
Yeah. Anyway, the trivia. So, this episode was the only occasion in 3 attempts at the UK Championship that Hydra made it past the first round. And only one of 2 occasions that Smidzy failed to reach the Heat Final.
Man, that's a double slap in the face.
Both Heat semi-finals and the Heat final went to the judges. Something not seen since Heat K of Series 2.
Wow. Which, that's an interesting one.
So Heat K, that is the one that is Demon Enzyme, Megahertz, Phoenix, and the Mule... and Plunderbird 2.
Oh god, they're back again.
Just go away. We've been there and done that. St. Aggro fell in round 1, making this the only time a robot from Cornwall fought in the main competition without winning its heat.
Man, these are some really specific statistics.
This is the last appearance of Team Comingetorix and Team Warhog.
Aww.
And this is the second series in a row that Accident and Something were in the same heat. And giving Alan an aneurysm.
Yeah. Trying to, like, I appreciate the puns, don't get me wrong, but Jesus, try to write some of the names of some of these robots when taking notes is difficult.
Yeah. Anyway, we will be back. There are 2 heats left. So all we've got left now in the rest of the heats is Hypnodisc and Bigger Brother.
Oh. I feel like we're missing someone.
Who are we missing?
I guess we'll find out when we get to Heat 12.
Which will be next week.
Well, Heat 11 will be next week. Heat 12 will be in 2 weeks.
I suppose they must... If we've forgotten about them, they must be... cursed.
There you go.